What's that? What's this magical oral magic surrounding us? This beautiful new music. Welcome back to The Comixologist. Coming to you, not live from New York City, it's Slim and Kazam, and gosh, what a sound.
This is a big day. This is the first new intro music in maybe 400 episodes.
Wow.
In the history of the show.
My goodness.
My math may be wrong, but I'm just going to say that. And we had a dear friend of the show make that for us. Curse you, Salazar. You know, he's a DJ to the stars. That's what it comes down to. Ivan, who works at Comixology, whipped that together, and we loved it. It's amazing.
It's beautiful.
It's probably the best piece of music I've ever heard in my life.
Can't listen to it without dancing. First time I heard it, I started dancing at my desk, and I was just like, this is fine, everyone. This is fine.
I don't doubt it. What a show we have. Biggest show probably we've ever done.
Yeah.
Biggest show. Before we get into the new releases that came out, don't forget that we have our C2E2 Submit interview series.
Oh, yeah.
On our Tumblr and our SoundCloud. So if you wanted to listen to our interviews that we did with some great Submit creators or read, you can choose, actually, because we have the interviews transcribed for your pleasure.
Yeah.
We had a JD's interview post. You know, we talked pro wrestling, New Orleans, and Jeffrey Wessel's interview posted on Monday, and we should have Sean Dunleavy's interview posted on Friday. So those will be keep coming. I'll have a link to like a hashtag that you can just read them all on our Tumblr. Lovely. Save you some time, you know?
Yeah.
So we have a big list of releases this week.
What came out?
You moved. First of all, you moved.
I did.
You did some moving.
Yes.
You found time to read books.
Somehow.
I don't know how you did it. You came in here and you just fell on the floor.
I'll be drinking tea all day to keep awake.
Some big books that came out. Midnighter number one from DC came out. You know, the Wildstorm character, Secret Wars 3, your favorite title out right now. Amazing Spider-Man, Secret Wars tie-in, Renew Your Vows with a married Peter Parker and Mary Jane, and they have a child.
What?
Yeah.
I can't keep track of that boy.
The Wicked and the Divine has a new issue out.
Yes.
I'm going to shock you right now.
Okay.
Non-player. You ever heard of this book?
No, what's that?
One of the first digital books I remember getting on Comixology. Non-player is a book that I think the first issue came out in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
The second issue just came out.
Wow.
That's had the long break in between. So now is the time to read the first issue and the second one. The art is stunning.
Worth the wait?
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Worth the 4 years. Broken World, number one, a new book from our dear friend Frank Barbieri.
Oh, yeah.
There's a meteor about to strike Earth, and they're shipping people out. But maybe someone won't make that trip.
Dun, dun, dun!
And then your Princess Leia has a new issue out.
All the Star Wars came out this week.
Swords of Sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Boom.
But what did you read?
All right, what did I read? My pick of the week actually goes back to our C2E2 trip where we interviewed James Robinson on Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
And he described a book that he was making called Airboy.
Mm-hmm.
And Airboy is a public domain character. So James Robinson was tasked to write a book about Airboy, an image. And he didn't know what to do. So this book is actually him and the artist in the comic book thinking about what are they going to do for this Airboy comic. And
that is really, really meta.
It's the most meta comic I've ever read. There's actually, the book opens up with James talking with Eric Stevenson at Image, planning this book.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it's a very R-rated book, so just keep that in mind. It's a hard R, maybe I'll say that. The book starts out with, they have no idea what to do, so they go out one night and they go on just the biggest bender imaginable.
Ooh, wow.
And they're so much on this bender that at one point of the night they meet Airboy.
Wow.
The character.
Wow, really?
So
that's awesome.
It's just so good. You have to get this book from Image. It's a book I've never really experienced before. It's hilarious. The art is perfect. The writing is perfect. It's very tongue-in-cheek. James Robinson makes fun of himself a whole lot in this book, and it's amazing. Go
nice.
Get it. What about you?
Big Man Plans.
Big Man Plans.
Big Man Plans.
What is this?
Oh my goodness, I was so excited to see that this. I just went right for this book. This is not a book that you would think that I would like, because I'm sure when people are like, oh, what does KSM read? It's like sparkles and unicorns and magic and stuff. Oh,
who
man.
Would think that?
Oh, man. Big man plans, y'all. Okay, so it's a 4-issue miniseries. Issue 3 came out today. And it's about a little person who is a Vietnam War veteran. And he just starts taking his revenge on the people who have wronged him. And it is glorious. It's so violent. It's probably one of the most violent things I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
It's so graphic. It's so violent. But it's so amazingly written and well done. And you're just rooting for this character to just tear through everyone. And boy, does he tear through people in issue 3.
Oh, wow.
And it's just like, if you just want a really satisfyingly bloody action flick comic. Wow. Big man plans.
Yeah, and Eric Powell's art is really... I love his art. So I've only ever really known his stuff for The Goon, but it was great to see him do some like other like creator-owned stuff at Image, and this book is very violent.
Big
so we're going R. Plans. We're going R-rated so plans. Far in this episode.
But do you want to tone it down? What else did you read?
Well, yeah, maybe we'll tone it down
we'll
with...
We'll bring it down to a little...
Let's talk about Canada.
Okay.
That's as PG as you can get, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Can you sing the... Our
home and native land, right?
Yeah, that's
true
it. That's exactly
patriots
it.
Patriots love... I watch hockey.
So hockey is the greatest sport of all time, obviously. And Captain Canuck is a book that had a 0-issue on Free Comic Book Day. And the first issue is officially out today from Comixology Submit. And it's a reimagining, kind of like a modern day version of a character that has been around for a few decades, Captain Canuck. And this team starts out with Captain Canuck wearing, you know, like an updated costume, and he's kind of just starting in this role. And you get to experience this character, even though he's an older character, but, you know, kind of like a new group of readers. So I've never read a Captain Canuck comic book. Wolverine was my Captain Canuck in my heart.
Aww.
You know, he still
Aww.
Is. But, it was a
Wolverine poster child for Canada.
He is. It was a great first issue. The 0-issue, which actually you can go get right now for free on our app. So if you're curious about Captain Canuck, number one, you can just try out the 0-issue that was out for Free Comic Book Day. It's a great, great jumping in point. And you get to learn the team members. All the team members have gotten kind of like a modernized look. His
cool.
costume is updated. There's an updated scenario with some of his villains. And I really enjoyed it. Captain Canuck.
Very nice.
You know, maybe you prefer Captain America. That's fine. Branch out a little bit. You know,
or
watch
write,
some hockey.
Or write fan fiction about both of them.
Well, maybe some. Maybe you should ship the two of them. Captain Canuck and Captain America. But that was a great, great first issue and free 0-issue, too. So I recommend both.
Would that ship be called the Great North American Ship?
I think yes. What else did you read?
I, too, read a submit book, Bonnie and Clyde, 9 to 5. It's about a woman who does roller derby.
Love it already.
And works in an office, in a cubicle, 9 to 5. And she just wears her roller derby outfit at work and is always on her skates. So she, like, is the first person to get to the delivery guy so she can skip out on the meeting and stuff like that. And she just is, like, hip-checking the copier when it doesn't work correctly. And one of the people on her floor is a werewolf, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And it's really cute because she's just, like, going through her life and, you know, talking about what is normal versus not normal. And she also gets a crush on a guy who works on a different floor in the office. And so you, like, see their little flirtation. It's really cute.
I was expecting, like, Bonnie and Clyde running in a car, driving a car, escaping from police.
Well, her roller derby name is Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, Collide.
Collide.
I see. I get it now. I do love me some roller derby. I feel like that should be coming back, you know, a big way on television.
Was it on television?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like in the 70s or 80s.
You are so old.
I wasn't alive in the 70s. We need to move on. Speaking of old.
Yes.
Superman. You ever heard of this guy? Superman? Clark Kent?
Yes.
The secret,
maybe once or twice.
The secret is out.
Spoilers.
Everyone knows that Clark Kent is Superman now.
Wait, canonly?
Yeah. In the new... I don't think they call it the New 52 anymore. It's just kind of, you know...
DC Comics.
DC Comics now.
Which Earth?
Earth now.
I need a map.
I don't know what's the current
The point
Earth?
Is people know.
So Lois actually revealed it, I think, in the Daily Planet. She blew the whole thing wide open. She
really?
Revealed his secret identity. So they're on the outs.
Lois.
Hardcore outs.
Lois, no.
And he does not have his powers really anymore. He's got some strength. He can jump kind of high, but he can't leap over a building. And the issue is him... The beginning of the issue is him on the run, like experiencing cold weather, you know, being hungry, experiencing hunger mainly for the first time, tasting delicious foods.
Wow.
So he's
being humanized.
He is being humanized. He doesn't have a shirt. So he goes into this like rest stop and finds an old Superman shirt, you know, with the black border inside the S. So he just buys that. He's like, who cares?
Oh.
And he buys a motorcycle and he gets summoned back to Metropolis by Jimmy Olsen for some reason. And it was a really cool starting point for this new storyline, this new era of like Clark Kent. Everyone knows that he was Superman now.
Huh.
So I thought it was cool. I mean, you have to spice it up a little bit.
No more hiding.
Spice it up.
Actually, your book is a great segue into my other book.
Spice it up.
Groot number one.
What?
Marvel Comics. If you saw and loved Guardians of the Galaxy, like the rest of the universe,
mm-hmm.
You will love Groot.
Really?
Groot stars Groot of I Am Groot fame.
Shocker. Thanks for clearing that up.
And in the first issue, he's starting out on a galactic road trip with his BFF.
Rocket?
Rocket. Not a raccoon.
All right.
But Rocket Raccoon.
My wife actually asked me, why is he called Rocket Raccoon if he hates being called a raccoon?
It's a Beatles reference. It was
it
a
is?
Different time. What?
What do you mean it's a Beatles reference?
Rocky Raccoon, the song?
Never heard of it.
Are
I don't like
serious?
The Beatles that much.
We're going to stop this episode right now and make sure that Matt actually listens to some quality music.
I thought the title of the book was Rocket Raccoon, but nobody really called him that. They called him Rocket.
It's a play on the Beatles. We need to move on. So
just forget it ever happened.
So Groot is starting out on this road trip. He really wants to go to Earth. And so you're seeing, because of course the only three words he says are I am Groot, you're relying more on people's reactions to him and his facial expressions and the emphasis on the different of the three words to figure out like what he's really getting at. And mm-hmm. the book does a really great job of conveying what his motivations are and what he's feeling at any given moment. The art is really expressive. It's gorgeous. And it's just like the interaction between him and Rocket is really terrific. And it was a great segue from Superman because there's a little sly nod to the Superman origin story in this book. And it was really well done. And
Groot shipped out of a dying planet in a space pod? Don't tell me.
Let's just say thievery is involved.
Thievery.
Thievery.
Groot.
Miscreant thievery. Anyway, it was delightful, and okay. I look forward to reading more.
We have a letter.
We do.
We have a letter hot over the wire.
Awesome. Letters at comixology.com.
And, you know, last week I said, if you wanted to read Kara's fan fiction, you needed to write the show and tell us. So this one comes in from Deborah in Oklahoma. Dear Kara, fanfic, please. Please is spelled PLZ.
Of course.
Also, if you're still taking spelunking wrecks, you should read Alan Moore's Saga of the Swamp Thing. He starts at issue 20 or 21, but you can jump right in not knowing anything about any of the characters. This story got me into comics.
Really?
There you go.
Wow.
Thanks, Deb.
I will have to check that out. I mean, it's one of those books where I keep being like, yes, I'm going to read it. Yes, I'm going to read it. Yes, I know it's life-changing. I'm going to read it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's queued up on my device. I'm ready to go. And I just keep reading
this
Harlequins.
Is it. Now that you've gotten the recommendation, that means you have to read it before next week.
I do. It's my homework.
You know the rules.
We have rules now?
The podcast rules.
What?
Rules with a Z.
I didn't sign that.
What a show. Any other books that you wanted to talk about? You read like 8,000 pages a week.
Archie. Archie 666.
Oh my God, it sounds horrifying.
The end of an era. It's the last issue of the Archie ongoing that has been ongoing since
for decades.
The dawn of time. Hmm. No, the dawn of comics. And they're starting it with number one next month with the creative team of Mark Waid and Fiona Staples, which will be mind-blowing, I'm sure. So this was the issue that was wrapping up the run up till that point. And it was, I was reading it and I was like, oh, it's like really cute. The premise is that Archie has his 666th detention and Mr. Weatherby, the bee, is threatening to expel him. Mm-hmm. And so people are debating, like, is Archie, like, is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? Is Archie a positive or a negative? And so it's everyone, like, kind of reminiscing about him, but in a very, like, now sort of way. And I was like, oh, this is cute. Oh, this is really cute. And then as I got, like, to the last few pages, I was like, oh, my heart. My childhood.
Your weeping
Why?
Sounds like so painful. It sounded like you're just stabbed in the back.
So I'm just gonna like go home and clutch all my old Double Digest to me and weep. But you
what's,
know,
what's your all-time favorite Archie story?
Ooh.
Stumped her.
I am stumped. There's just so many of them that are great. I really like the stuff from the 50s, actually, because that's when it was just like it just worked so well for that time. And like Betty and Veronica were in the like 50s styles with mm-hmm. the impossibly thin waist and the giant fluffy skirts, and it was just like so cute, and it's like a window into that era.
Is there an issue where he reads Harley Quinn comics?
No, I don't know. I just really like any issue that either has Cheryl Blossom or where Reggie is just doing something incredibly dastardly, because I just love him as a character.
Are you excited about the Jughead ongoing that they announced?
Yes.
Zdarsky.
Yes.
And
so you're saying Erica Henderson?
Erica Henderson.
Erica Henderson, yes. Artist of Squirrel Girl.
Amazing, yes. Art.
Going to be a splendid, splendid debut, creative team.
What a show.
Yeah.
Amazing show.
Let's all just enjoy the lovely dulcet tones of our fabulous music.
Our in-house DJ, Kirstie Salazar.
Yes.
In-house DJ to the stars.
Play us out, Ivan.